Looking for a good time in the afternoon? Tune in my show. I'm the personal nurse. Here, noon to four weekdays, 92.9 FM, KCUF.
I recommend it highly. Man, the nurse was hotter than a $3 pistol today. I stopped by the station for a bit this afternoon, and she must have had the studio monitors cranked to 11. The walls were vibrating. She was rocking pretty heavy. We're going to do some rocking our damn selves tonight. It's 10 p.m. on the last day of February 2014, and this is the Fighting Forces Friday Show. Our weekly salute and offering of thanks to uniformed men and women serving in Afghanistan. I'll be recording the next 2 hours, and we'll get the show to disc and send packages of them overseas. Just to remind those folks, they are supported and missed like crazy by all of us back here. We appreciate their service and sacrifice. We'll take care of things until they get back, but they are needed for important work at home. So we've got to have them stay sharp and stay safe until they're stateside again. Family and loved ones are counting on it.
In the good old USA, where the sun shines every day, we got brand new action, good old fashioned too. And a future so bright, like stars in the night, just smiling down on everything we do. The great big harvest moon beams a happy lover's tune, while sweethearts promenade two by two. Look at you, look at me, we're as lucky as can be. We got a hold of something here worth holding to. Yeah, the USA is made for me and you. In the good old USA, I'd just like to say, tomorrow's dreams are always coming true. And the whole blessed world in the universal curl is a counting on the old red, white, and blue. We got faith in the Lord. We got Chevrolets and Fords. We got folks that are working hard to see us through. All the people of the earth are gonna get their money's worth by betting on the land of the free. Yeah, the USA is made for you and me. Folks, we got folks working hard to see us through. All the people of the earth are gonna get their money's worth by betting on the land of the free. Yeah, the USA is a hit for you and me. Yeah, the USA is made for you and me.
We love you and hope you get better. and board. What vacation? And for some reasons I don't understand, you're making stuff that's ignored in your nation. The whole USA's damn near made in Japan.
Action, killing people all Some have said down through history, if you last, it's a mystery. But I guess they don't know what they're talking about. From the mountains down to the sea, you've become such a habit with me. America, America. Well, I come from down round Tennessee, but the people in California are nice to me. America. It don't matter where I may roam, tell you people that it's home sweet home. America, America. And my brothers are all black and white, yellow too, and the red man is right to expect a little from you. Promise and then follow through, America. All the men who fell on the plains and who lived through hardship and pain, America, America. And the men who could not find in a war that didn't seem right,
saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the paths of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen. America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure fooled you. We're walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would have happened again. From the Sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. And we may have done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally
In America, you never did think that it ever would have happened again.
Put our feet back on the path of righteousness, and then God bless America again. Hear, hear, Charlie Daniels. Waylon Jennings echoed that theme in another song just called America. When This War Is Over was Eric Clapton and J.J. Cale, and amen to that one as well. It will be a better day, and we are closing in. USA was Bill Withers. We love you, and we're praying for you, USA. And In the Good Old USA was Billy Joe Shaver. That one from the 1993 album with son Eddie helping out. Howdy, folks. Vince Vinyl here. Thanks for joining me for another Boulder Creek Pirate Radio Fighting Forces Friday show. A couple of gully washers in the KCUF hood over the past few days, so we Californians can finally stop sniveling about no rain. But we'll come up with something else. Count on it.
It's time to call it a night.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
You don't want to go home alone, but your options aren't looking good. You could get hammered to close the deal, but this one's looking pretty rough. Introducing Beer Goggles. Instantly turn an oh no into a hell yes. Beer Goggles by Schmarmco. Our patented reverse skankification technology optically refocuses the textured light, sending false hottie signals to your balls and brain. So give her a whirl. She may have been beaten by the ugly stick, but you'll still be sporting wood. And ladies, we haven't forgotten about you. Introducing Beer Goggles for her. So leave your pride at the bar and take that dog to the car.
Thanks, Beer Goggles.
morning, the war was over. The radio was singing love songs. Saw the smiles upon the soldiers.
very pretty song. That was Pete Haycock and one of two songs in that set by the former Climax blues band Axeman. Stolen Wings, the name of that song. Jets at Dawn was from Bebop Deluxe, and there were a couple short instrumental pieces before that. The first song we heard was Veil of Plenty by Hans Zimmer, or Hans, as you will. Hans does a heck of a lot of soundtrack and movie pieces, such as Thelma and Louise, and K2, and Toys, and a whole bunch, take my word for it. Then, right after Veil of Plenty, was the other Pete Haycock piece. That, too, was a soundtrack tune, the title theme from the movie Drop Zone. You're listening to the Fighting Forces Friday Show on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio.
Chapel Rental, $7,500 on credit card. Clergy fee, $500 on credit card. 12 dozen white long-stem roses, $400 on credit card. Russian mail order bride, $25,000 cash. There are many things you can buy with your credit card, but some things can only be bought with cash. Cash, because everything has its price.
This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Pirate Radio for Boulder Creek, and we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
What a dirty, filthy mind you got.
Guilty as charged, sir. Say, we've only got about an hour left in this month, so I better TCB on a couple of February birthdays. And yes, I'm delinquent on both of them. Maui Bruce, a.k.a. Arby Jones, was back on the 9th, I think. And Miss Karen KB was on the 16th. Many happy returns to you. All I can say regarding my tardiness is the dog ate my homework.
Thank you. Somebody said they saw me broke my heart, broke it in two. Some days I just don't know what I'm supposed to do. And when I see you, trouble ain't far behind. You made me cry a million tears. They say that it gets better with the passing of the years, but when I think of you, trouble ain't far behind. I wanna tell you what I am feeling, but the word come out right. You left me crying, there's no denying. Turn my sunshine to the darkest night. Someday I find somebody new, then you will know exactly what you put me through. Until that day, trouble ain't far. Until that day, trouble ain't far behind.
Whenever I See You, Trouble Ain't Far Behind. What a bitchin' blues track that is from Gary Moore. Nice touch. Tasty guitar work from that cat. Roland Sally did Killin' the Blues in the middle. That wasn't me swinging the world by the tail. I was the one with my tail between my legs. And Naked Blue, a Brit outfit, did Closing My Eyes to start the set. That one, yet another Peter Green penned tune.
Move over, Honda. Make way, Suzuki. The ultimate two-wheel experience is here. Yes, 5,000 cc's of flaming fury, waiting for a man macho enough to tame it. It's the Kamikaze XS, and it'll take you from 0 to 200 miles an hour in under 6 seconds. Hold tight, because this babe's got everything except brakes.
What?
The Kamikaze XS. It's the last motorcycle you'll ever ride.
Eleven p.m. on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. I'm Vince Vinyl, your host for the Fighting Forces Friday show each week. But we do get some help making the whole thing work, and I want to once again thank the men of the Vietnam Vets Motorcycle Club for their assistance in making up the CDs and getting them mailed out to the GIs in Afghanistan. Lately, it's been the guys in Iowa, and we couldn't be prouder to have them along. It's humbling, really.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
turn down the lights. The party's over. It's time for all good things to end. Turn down the lights. Oh, the party's over. It's tomorrow. We can start again. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Joe Satriani, Sammy Hagar et al. There, Chickenfoot and Something Going Wrong. Dreamer was from Supertramp. Haven't listened to that one for a long while. Liar did High Life. Leslie West did The Party's Over, with Slash making a contribution. And Berkeley gal Allo Stewart did a nice job on Statesboro Blues. Vince Vinyl here on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. And since we're pirates, I'm able to see that it is indeed you there. Thanks for spending part of your Friday night with us. It's 11:15 and time for this sports break. Right back.
Hi, this is the personal nurse from the KCUF Sports Desk. Here's our reporter Mark Downs with the Onion Newsnet Sports Break.
Earlier today, the Detroit Lions were paid a special visit by some NFL players as part of the league's mentoring program. Our own Reggie Greengrass was there to witness the heartwarming scene. Reggie, I bet the Lions had the time of their lives.
They certainly did, Mark. The look on the Lions' faces when their favorite player showed up, their eyes were as big as saucers.
Well, you can hardly blame them. It's not every day they get to hang out with actual NFL athletes.
Definitely.
And these Lions have been through so much. Not winning a game last year, bad draft decisions, Matt
it's
Millen.
It's really sad, Mark. I mean, no team should have to endure what the Lions have had to go through.
Most people just write the Lions off as lost causes.
That's exactly right. And people don't understand how much it means to a Detroit Lion when some real professional football players take the time to teach you how to make a tackle.
Oh, wow. They'll remember that for the rest of their lives.
Oh, yes.
The Giants' Ahmad Bradshaw was there too, right?
Yes. At one point, Bradshaw had the ball, and he was kind of like play running towards the end zone. And one by one, the Lions were jumping all over him to tackle him, but they couldn't bring him down. He scores the touchdown, and they all fall into a big heap laughing. It was so adorable.
Yeah, well, and that's a great lesson for the Lions too. Just do your best and have fun. That's what's important, right?
Yeah, they had fun all right. At one point, this young Detroit Lion, Jerome Felton, He marches right up to Kyle Bowler and asks him for an autograph.
Yeah, they're not shy, those Lions. Yeah. I imagine the experience really brought the whole Lion, the Lion team closer together as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, early in the day, some of the Lions had been teasing Kevin Smith because he kept dropping the ball and tripping on his shoelaces. Yeah. But Terrence Holt told the Lions that friends and teammates always help each other when things are tough.
And that's a good lesson for them to learn.
Yeah, and by the end of the day, Kevin was catching some passes and even running them into the end zone. The Lions, who were making fun of him before, even started calling him Touchdown Kevin.
Oh, that's really nice, especially coming from Holt. He used to be a Lion himself.
That's right. He told the Lions that with hard work, dedication, a little bit of luck, someday they could get out of Detroit, too.
Wow, I'm getting a little misty here. Thanks for the story, Reg.
You got it.
Coming up next, the Baseball Hall of Fame is inducted into the Hall of Halls of Fame.